This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Kraus. Scientists from all over the world come to Nome each summer for various research projects. The first wave of studies this season included researchers from NASA. KNOM's Davis Heavy reports on the three-man team's ground-truthing mission in Norton Sound.
One of the instruments that we deploy has basically cameras that point up and point down, and then we put that into the water, and it just sinks through the water column.
That's Michael Novak, one of the NASA researchers who recently visited Nome. Novak brought tons of equipment with him to do some ground truthing, or in this case, ocean truthing. The idea, Novak says, is to compare what the satellites in the sky are measuring to the water chemistry data that comes from scientists on the ground.
These satellites have these cameras pointing at the ocean, measuring the color, and then we come down and we ground truth it or ocean truth it. And then basically what we're measuring is the color of the water, and what color it is can tell you what's in the water. So if you have a lot of algae, they absorb a lot of the blue part of the spectrum, and therefore the green becomes what you see. So if you see green water, you know that you have a bunch of algae.
In addition, the researchers' cameras and equipment measured how much light is hitting the ocean, how much light goes through the water column, and how deep the light goes. While they were in the Norton Sound region, researcher Blake Clark says the NASA team also focused on the Yukon River plume near its southern mouth.
So there's this applied aspect of what we're doing, which is ground truthing satellites, but then also we're doing quite a bit of basic research, which is just trying to figure out how things are happening within the river plume and then out into the ocean, and then also what's most important. And the Yukon River itself, believe it or not, is relatively understudied compared to some of the other major Arctic rivers.
Clark says researching what happens in the transition zone between the freshwater Yukon River and the saltwater from the Bering Sea can help track what is happening at the bottom of the food chain. Clark, Novak, and their third team member, Bryce Grenner, spent 3 days in early June gathering data on the water in a local crabber's boat. Clark believes NASA's data could eventually be used to explain how the ecosystem is changing, whether from the bottom up or the top down.
Being able to understand how the Earth or how this region has changed over the last 30 plus years using things like satellites and models is extremely valuable because we'll at least be able to make some sort of informed decisions about how to manage the ecosystem in the future.
As Novak puts it, the more information researchers from NASA, from the region, or even the world have access to, then the more pieces of the puzzle they have, which then leads to a more complete picture of what is happening in the world's oceans. NASA researchers hope to eventually help explain what's happening in the Bering Sea and maybe even how erosion is impacting the Yukon River flow. But for now, they don't have an explanation. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Kraus.